Vince Dragonetti. He is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. So Vince, how are you?
Good, Tony. WLS, the only media that's constantly followed this, which I appreciate. I know some of the other members appreciate.
Well, Vince, that's what we do here on 1320. But why we've been covering it is because, as you have mentioned on this show when we've talked about this topic, is this involves more than 260,000 people. It involves a budget of millions and millions of dollars, and roads are very critical. Snow removal is very, very critical. And so, obviously, this is an important story.
You got it.
Now, this story is coming to a head. It seems like we've been talking about this forever. And for folks who haven't been keeping up with this, the Ingham County Road Commission, its job is to manage. You tell us, from your perspective, what should the Road Commission be doing?
Repair the roads, clear the roads. That's pretty much it.
Now, what should the board do?
They should overall look at policy, major policy, on what the director and operations, you know, what they're doing internally, and make the overall big picture decisions, not the day-to-day, not the weekly, but overall policymakers. That's what boards do, whether they're school boards or they're corporate boards, but they don't go inside and start, you know, meddling with issues.
Now, when did it start? Well, take us back to the genesis. When did we first start, from your perspective, having challenges?
My perspective is when people came in, there was a small group of people that came in, and they were having management problems. Basically, what I heard sitting in a small subcommittee was there's racial bias going on. And then within a few days to a week or so, an even larger group came in with a petition of maybe 38, 45 people or so saying, no, it's not true. Well, you know, when you have two sides, no matter, you know, how big one side is compared to the other, I saw that, yep, there must be a problem. You got two groups coming in on their own time, coming in on their own, saying, we've got a problem. That's when I saw the issue. My understanding is there's been issues brewing for the past, you know, couple, 3 years internally. Nothing to do with management, nothing to do with operations, you know, the operations, you know, manager that was there. It was basically all emanating from one road commission member steering that whole board basically on a personal agenda.
Who was that person?
Shirley Rogers.
All right. Prior to her coming in, was there challenges there?
I don't know. That's way before me. I never really followed it that much. You know, I'm like everybody else. My roads were clear, or there were delays because of normal snows and problems. So I didn't know internally what was going on before she got on.
Because from my perspective, after interviewing Deb DeLeon, who is also an Ingham County Road Commissioner, she told me that Rogers was brought in to kind of clean up the mess that there was, to make sure that things were equal, to make things, make sure that the working environment was just.
Very interesting. I'm glad you say that, because every time I hear this in any meeting, I keep hearing things of back in history. I mean, I think we're back to the Roman Empire in some of these complaints. It's like 10 years ago, 12 years ago, 15 years ago, 6 years ago. If you go back about 3 years of the actual manager that's there now, the operations director, which they fired, if you go back those 3 years, they've had less complaints, they've had more efficiencies going on, they have less employees over there doing more work, they've saved over $1 million, and in that 3-year period, that mass improvement did happen. So what the heck is she talking about?
All right, well, there are 4 proposals that are being reviewed. Tell us about tonight's meeting and those 4 proposals.
Well, there's 2 key proposals, actually. There's really 2. One is to eliminate Shirley Rogers from the Road Commission, and the other one is to eliminate the whole board. Now, I'm going to bring up a couple points right now, because I've seen some even this morning and yesterday. This is not a power grab by the Board of Commissioners at all. The Board of Commissioners is a policymaker. Then it goes to the controller. Then it goes to the road director who runs the road commission. So basically, if we have somebody that starts meddling as policymakers, that person or those few people are going to get shut down. You know, I'm hearing enough from even the Democrats as well as the Republicans. They're not going to put up with it. So it's not a power grab. LSJ Sunday and today ran a lot of information articles. They're finally, you know, jumping in here, and they're getting very detailed on this. So tonight, you know, basically it's coming to a head, which should have come to a head and been solved, you know, 2, 3, 4 months ago. But now it took, it actually took, Tony, these staff people coming in. Former union heads have come in. You've had township managers, township supervisors coming in. You've had just general public coming in. You've had farmers coming in. So you've had all these different people coming in. And 6 or 8 of these people keep coming back, the same ones. That's a lot of time that they're taking on their own, plus a lot of new ones keep coming in. So what's happened is, because they are there, and I know the other commissioners are listening, because I've talked to the other people, you know, one-on-one, they've seen this bubbling. Well, we now have a formal proposal from a Democrat, and I think he's right in line, because the bills that are coming from the state of Michigan, if passed, which I've been following for a couple, 3, 4 months now, will give us the power to say, we don't need a road board anymore. We don't need what they had 75, 80, 90 years ago. We can basically run it as a department just like we're running everything else out there, and we don't have that meddling going on day to day, week to week, or trying to re-engineer because we want to have something put the right way.
Well, until the legal system in the state of Michigan has all of its ducks in a row, are you proceeding a little too quickly here?
No. Basically, if it wasn't for their 2-week vacation, I guess they all are hunters. They're off as of now for the next 2 weeks, I believe. So my understanding, it's going to be on the table when they come back. My understanding is that it's extremely high that it is going to pass. So we can pass things here subject to. You know, we could basically say subject to and move it into the future to say, okay, it's when it passes, it's going to kick in like this. Now, the legalities of that, we have to find out what we could do as a board, but that's my best understanding, is that we can make these kinds of decisions. And as I read today, is that it's going to take weeks and weeks and weeks of discussion. And that came from the county services chair. We have already had weeks and weeks and weeks of discussion.
Who's the county services chair?
Deb DeLeon.
And she says all this is ridiculous.
I saw that. Yeah, it's all ridiculous. And if it's all ridiculous, I'd like to see a whole lot more people show up and a whole lot more people write and a whole lot of people get on the radio to say it's ridiculous and start listing stuff that's happened in the past 3 years that's ridiculous. You want to go back 10 or 15 years? I'm sorry, I can't go back that far in time.
Well, Shirley Rogers said that some consider it micromanagement. She says she's just making sure that the administration are doing the things that they need to do.
She's doing the same thing at the Lansing School District. She should be ousted over there also.
All right. So can this be voted on tonight?
I don't know. It could be voted on tonight. I have to listen to the other. It's a smaller committee.
Right.
I would say, you know, your question is, could it be? Yes, it could be. Will it be? I don't know.
All right. So if it is and you do vote for it, then that will send it to the whole board?
Yeah. The committee of the whole basically would vote on it next.
All right. You'd like to see this deal get done before the end of the year?
I'd like to see it done so we can start clean. They can get people back in there, especially now. The snow's already started, and I'm concerned, as many are, and I know you've heard, there are some safety issues. These folks in these trucks have got their minds split 2 different ways. They're worried about problems internally, fighting amongst themselves, and these problems that have stirred up more and more the past 6 months.
All right, before I let you go, we like to present all sides of the story. There's an open invitation to Deb DeLeon and sure. Shirley Rogers. We haven't gotten any response from that.
Okay.
But I guess I do want to put it out there that that Deb DeLeon feels like we are picking on her and saying things which aren't true, and so we just want to make sure that we put it out there that everyone has a voice. We don't care which way it goes, but we are intent on presenting all sides of the story. And for whatever reason, it seems like the commissioners that support this, and this is crossing party lines now, but all the folks that to support this will come on and talk with us on a regular basis, but to get those who oppose, that's another thing.
I think tonight's meeting, should Rich Hurl be there or one of your other people?
Yes, we will be there.
I think there may be other people that they'll be able to interview, and maybe Deb, after that meeting, would be willing to talk. So I think, it's up to her. And, I'd say maybe she'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
And I always tell my fifth-grade basketball player, save the drama for your mama.
There you go.
We got to get past this.
That's it.
All right, Vince, we'll talk with you soon.
Thanks, Tony.